Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa's visit to China is his first state visit to a country outside of Africa. Mnangagwa suggests choosing China as his first non-African trip makes sense.
China stood by Zimbabwe during the most hard times this country has gone through. The relationship between Zimbabwe and the People's Republic of China is historical. It's a solid friendship. For instance, during the 18 years of isolation, so many projects have been financed and supported by China. Just recently, I opened the Kariba South Extension, that's Sinohydro from China, which is doing it.
Since taking office late last year, Mnangagwa has signaled a commitment to opening up Zimbabwe's economy and reversing previous economic policies which have left Zimbabwe struggling to recover from years of hyperinflation and stagnation. Mnangagwa is leading a delegation of some 60 people, with many from Zimbabwe's business community. He says the main goal of the trip is to try to convince Chinese businesses that Zimbabwe is once again a good investment.
The economic forum meetings I am going to address in China, I'll be able to invite investors to come to Zimbabwe from China and tell them the opportunities that exist here and the environment now that is there. The security of investments that we have created in our own jurisdiction and so on.
Mnangagwa also says he'll be looking for help with technology and skill development, as well as potential lines of funding to help Zimbabwe revive its infrastructure, as well as modernize its manufacturing and agriculture sectors. Mnangagwa, who studied in China in the 1960s, says he's impressed by the huge transformation China has gone through over the years, especially under the current leadership. He says he's specifically looking forward to sitting down with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I so much admire his approach to the development of China. He has taken a very hard line on corruption. He has grown the middle class in China, grown by leaps and bounds. This is why we are staying also here in Zimbabwe. We need, with the resources which we have, to make sure we create a strong middle class. This China has achieved under the current leadership that is there. And I feel most honored that he has invited me, and I hope I will learn a lot from my discussions with him.
As part of his time in China, Mnangagwa will also make a stop to the party school of the Central Committee of the CPC. He says he hopes to glean some lessons from the CPC party school to help heal the rifts within his own ruling ZANU-PF party.
I have no doubt that we shall continue to deepen our political relations and modernize our own understanding of how a party must be run, a party must be maintained, a party must continue to modernize itself. Because as we go on, things change. So we must continue to embrace change as change comes in the political arena.
Aside from meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Mnangagwa is also set to meet with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and the chair of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, Li Zhanshu. During the five-day visit, which wraps up on Friday, Mnangagwa will make stops in Beijing as well as Anhui and Zhejiang provinces. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya, reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.